Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As soon as the month of October hits, stores are stocked with creepy costumes, and TV channels try to outdo each other with the scariest programming. Lock Haven University professor of philosophy Dan Shaw explains why people can't get enough of horror films.
Like tragedy, the horror genre generates an ambivalent reaction in its appreciators. Our enjoyment of horror is clearly more problematic than indulging in the pleasures of a good romantic comedy. Monsters, aliens, and psychopaths committing acts of radical and unrelenting violence should simply disgust and repel us, and to some degree they do. But many of us also take exquisite joy in the horrifying force, in watching its carnage unfold, and in the hunt that usually results in its destruction or expulsion. Accounting for the ambivalence at the heart of our enjoyment of horror, then, is a philosophical issue. The problem is to explain how we are both attracted to and repulsed by the monstrous threat that such a force embodies. Various explanations of how we can be of two minds about these phenomena have been offered. Recreational terror theorists claim that it's fun to be scared and that horror generates an adrenaline rush that's enjoyable because the cause is make-believe. Freudians describe monsters as embodying the return of the repressed, gratifying the dark desires of our id, and attaining a healthy catharsis of surplus repression in the process. Formalists account for that enjoyment in terms of the narrative satisfaction of our curiosity about impossible beings. And feminists see the genre as a battleground on which the sex wars are being fought and often won by women. To my mind, our reaction is ambivalent because we have a negative response to the undeserved suffering caused by monsters and psycho killers, while simultaneously taking pleasure in their display of power. We have a dual identification with both the monster and the generally heroic protagonist of traditional horror fictions, doubling our vicarious enjoyment.
That was Lock Haven University's Dan Shaw. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.